Yoridea, Benam Skusim, Shirhei, continued by the Rosh Hashiva, Chav Thomas, Eitav Shemirhei, July 9th, 1985, on Tuesday, continued.
He's on the question whether Yishin and Mikor Yishin Masiras. But Yishmoy holds Yishin and Mikor some melee. Let the top face is Roshi Rabbi, because Roshi Yochit will be to Tekes. The top face is Roshi Rabbi, so it doesn't matter with the Lord and how the Lord, Roshi Yishin and Mikor. So we have in each of the toppings we have two, so we have two, so three times two. So he says, with the toppings and the toppings, Harish can alba. So the parasha Shema, or the parasha Kibiyachos, so Rashi says, says, the parsha Shema, the parsha Kibiyacho, see the top phrase, chosavot, without the verb after the first test. Aber the parsha Shema, see the top in small a, harei kam down the bottom, the tune shall rush. Oh, now, in our masere, so there is a mole, there is a verb, in the Tetopis, in the Parsha Boyk B'Yachol as well. The last passage in Sefer Day, the Hoyo Le'is Al Yotcho, Ul Tetopis B'Yachol, Ki B'Chizek Yod B'Tionu Adishen Yitzhoi, Mitzvot. So, on the top page, there is a verb after the first test. Now, as far as the other two topics are concerned, there is no variance. Now, in the Eschamon, Ukshaltam Loish al Yodeho. The Hoyo with the top is bailing out. There is no verb after the first test. There is no verb after the first test. Now, then the top is naked, he's a mother. As Rashi says, and in our Masera too. The Santem is Borail al Bafram al Mafichem, Shal Tevorisom Rishayotchem. The Hoyo with the Tophis Beninech. The Tophis Beninech. So now Masere, now the two Tophis, so one Tophis is a Basera. That's the Tophis in the Sahara, in Baal Shishma. And the two other Tophis is a Mole. In Hoyo in Shemaya is a Mole, and also in Hoyo in the Yahoo is there. But what does Rashi say? Now, the Russian Admore is Lady Topes, Lady Topes, Lady Topes. So, one is enough. One is enough. And the other one, Achazir. So, Rashi says that Bohoyo Kibiyacho and Parashi Shema is a Chosa. And Bohoyo Shemaya is enough. But, according to our Masere, so not only in Bohoyo Shemaya is a Mole, but in Bohoyo Kibiyacho is also a Mole. Again, a variance. Why does Rabbi Kibiyacho be there? Figured into Rashi. So is the Gemara? I mean, Rashi just says what the Gemara says. Well, there is a very good reason. Because Rabbi Tam in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Tam in Sanhedrin is Chilik and Rashi's Chilik. Rashi says that the Mole of the Hosea has reference to the question whether there is a verb after the first days or there is no verb after the first days. Tisha says, whether after the first test there is a verb or not doesn't matter. It's the verb after the last test that matters, that makes it into a rabbi. Not at all. After the first test, desert doesn't make it into a rabbi. So Amitam says it means something else. Now let's see. In Parsha Vayikra B'yachad, V'hoya le'eis al yotcho ul te'tofois bein yachad ki b'chizik yod yitzionu ad yishem b'mitzvah. So there is a vod before the Tintafis, even though the vod is a vod achivo, so it's ul te'tofois, ul te'tofois. Then, in Eschamon, the hoyu leiti tofes beninach, not ulti tofes. The Torah doesn't say the hoyu ulti tofes beninach. The hoyu leiti tofes beninach. Then, in Voyim Shemeyach, the Holy Tov is Beinach. So, in Parashat Shemayim, Voyim Shemeyach, it's Leti Tovis. Leti Tovis, not Ulti Tovis. In Parshat Vayikra B'yachad, it is Ulti Tofes. So look at, if you have the Gemara Sanhedrin, that Dalgam Beis, at the end, where they say, the Ramitam Mifores, teaches the Bar Master, Leti Tofes. The Ramitam Mifores, the both people, the toughest stories, Dorish, for a comma. Lady toughest. Harei comes out. In other words, we have one both in the toughest, in the partial volume Shemayah. And that both is after the pay. After the pay, on the top points, after the pay, pay, both, so.
We have it!
We have it! We of course we have it!
And after the pay.
Oh, you have the ball after the test. Oh, I'm sorry. After the test. So we have the ball after the test. We have the ball after the test. But it's not after the pay. So the answer is, as Stacy said at the beginning, the gear involved the Berisha table, only seeking the Seta table, the Deja. So we have the ball. In other words, even though the ball is after the test, but we take it off from after the test and we put it in. I mean, not that we put it in, but we consider it as if it is put in after the test. So we have the book in the top face naked now, and then we have the book.
Yeah.
And then we have in Hoyoki Biyacho, we have Ultitophanes. So there it's above, but it's before the table of Ultitophanes. So after Gavdi Rafinu, Dorish Vod, Vod Lame Dorish. So we have two mollies. And then in
which Vav is he being Dorish, you have to say, in Parshas Bo?
In Parshas Bo, the Vav that is precedes the table of Lady Dorish. All the Dorish.
What about the other Vav?
But the Emtza table, we are not Gereya. So mele here, so it has so in Parashat Shema, we have no Vav over there. So it's not Chayak to say, get it in the city. There is no Vav. Not after the first test, and not after the pay. So it's not Chayak to say, get it in the city. In Parashat Hoyim Shemaya, even though the Vav is not after the pay, but there is a Vav after the test, so we can say Geirim Nisikim. We can say Geirim Nisikim. Now, so we have here, if we say Geirim Nisikim, so we have two in the Titophis in Parsha Ikev. We have two. And then we have two in the Vav in Parashe Bo'yo Kibiyacho. So it's four. So we say the Anishim. Then you ask, but we have another Vav after the test in Parashe Bo'yo Kibiyacho. We have another Vav after the first test. So we do not say Geirim Nisikim twice in the same word. So mele we have only four. But according to Ramitam Shatni Gemore, there is no variance between our Gemore and Almasen. According to Rashi's Pshat, there is a variance. That's why Rabbeinu says. That's why Rabbi says, now wait. That's why Rav Zwigger says, he mentions that Rashi, because according to Rav Talmud Pshat, there is no Kashi. Then, ובסבטיר שלנו, גם בפרשה בויו כביחו כסיב מורי. יהיה, יהיה אוי. ובדחו, כסיב להכריס, ולקורא להבריס. דחו. מסנהב. Now Shmuel Beis Perek Gimel connection with Avner Neir. Like a novel. First, they were hitching him that he plotted the assassination of Avner. Who killed Avner? Yehov killed. But there were Jews who suspected David of conspiring to kill Avner. But then they found out that David was innocent. So then they gave him Yeshua's Avoy, Lehavis. So the Gemara says, oh, Davchot, Nisanel, my Dechsiv, Dorash Rove, my Dechsiv, Vayomi Kolom, Havis is David, Ksiv Lehachreis, Ukrino Lehavis. The Ksiv is Lehachreis, is David. They wanted to kill David. Retribution. As a reprisal against the plotting by David against Avner. But then they realized that David was innocent, so now, so the Mishpat on the margin says, both the Kri and the Ksiv is Lehavreis now. So again a variance. Again a variance. Alright. Oy Chom. That Gimel Amud Aleph. Vayechtale. Vayechtale Miboyle. That's in connection with Nash HaMelech. They let them flying from the top. Omar Abdeichim said, אמר הדרך אני משרפשים מיכוי מי דחסיב על ישמעיל דכנה ש קומיטת שם מסינס ודן היא תשובה סול ציפוסית נבריום מבייס פלט ונגימו וישמעיל ויחת עלי מלחס ויחת עלי מבוי ורבין שלו מקספט את היסטריאס ויחת עמת ויחת סול מלמי צ'וסל יחריש בורך הוא כי מי מחתרס בו הקיע כדי לקבל לתשוב but in our Messiah there is no ויחת עב there is ויחת again there is that's the Kimo now וביובס בדפדס how is praise לרוב רחמך בישים so the Gemara says מובס בבישים ובספורים שלנו כוסף בסין סין means the summer not the sin what we call sin because what we call sin sin chi is the same thing in the Sabbatoro we don't have the dots you see right side on the right side so but sin means the summer so ובספורים שלנו כוסף בסמך weil wir die Schabbe schon machen, not a bit. Und wir duschen das Wannet. Now this is the most important demand for our purpose. You see, Abdega mentions variances between Chazal and the Masere in Chumash, Chumash of the Yor, and variances between Chazal and the Masir and Chamisha Kumshikim. Now, as far as the variances between the our Masir in Bin, Yisub, and Chazal, so that doesn't represent such a beautiful thing. But he mentions variances in respect to Chamisha Kumshikim between our Masir and Chazal. That's more difficult. Now, the Gemara in Dush, I ask you to go over. That one I don't know. Lepichoch, Nikro, Reshein, Sopri, Sheyo, Seyprim, Koreis, Yeshebeteo. שאלוהים לי, בוב דיגוחי, חצ'ון של ACS של סיפתיה. בוב דיגוחי, that's, אני פה יודע לך, תשמיני. So, both the Gochay, the Chotzi ACS, shall tell. Oh. Dorish Dor Ashmoshe, in connection with the Chatos that was Nisrak, it's all. Chetzion shall tell this. The Yizgalach shall tzuki. The Yizgalach is shall tzuki. Let's see, by Yitko Yitim. Thank you. ויזגלח, ויתחו יודימו פוסיק למד גימו, ויזגלח וסנסק ויגלח, ויזגיר הקים וסנסק של השם שלי, פוסיק למד גימו. So that's חוצי פסוקים של פיום. חוצי פסוקים של פיום. יחלסנו חזים יואב, עין דייה חצי של פיום. והוא רחו מחפר עובי, אוזן ג'וי, חסי לפסוקי. בואי רבי איסי, you say that בוב דיגוכי מחסי של איסי יש על תיאור. בוב דיגוכי מהייגיסי או מהייגיסי? To represent the middle, if you start from the beginning, or when you start from the end. On my way, that's Rabbeisi Pshayim. On my way, Leise Sivatere V'inine. Leise Sivatere V'inine. Omrule, Omrule. So, what kind of question? Let's take a Sivatere, so we'll find out. Mili Omar Rabbe L'Alachone L'Uzozo Misho L'Tanoi Ache Yidiu Sivatere Omano. That's in connection with the Antesla Lohas, that's in the Morai Shabbos. On the way, Inu Letanoi Pkiye Bichsiras Yisiras, and I'm not Pkiyeinu. We are not blocking Bichsiras Yisiras. We are not blocking Bichsiras Yisiras.
They assumed that the number of letters were even.
What is that?
They assumed that the number of letters in the Torah were even for some reason.
All right. Why don't you count them up?
We're not bucking. That's it.
No, we should. Boy, Rabbi Yisrael. So what did Gemara say? He knew that I'm knowing that Gemara in Shabbos, that in Tess, were bucking the Chesed of Yisrael. But Hanan, לא יפקין און ביחסרס ביסרס. סרס ביסרס. So, in other words, so what available would be effected if we count them up? Because they, we are not both yourself ביסרס. Maybe there is a chosel when in our text it's not a chosel. It sounds terrible, strange. English, so in other words, so how can we be able to say with the there's a mitzvah. And how are we yitzhak? With tefillin and mezuzahs? Maybe there is a chosah. Maybe there is a chosah. Striking. Boy Rav Yitzhak, the Yizgalach is a chotzui shal tzuki. Mehaydisi o mehaydisi. Omar le Abaye. Tzuki mi aleisi limniye. So you know what it is. We psukim amalei pkeinu. We are not keen in the number of psukim. Because maybe what is considered as one psukim is really two psukim, vice versa. Vice versa. Alright, anyway. Here's the Gemara. Now, let's see what now, Uvidushin, the family of Galeb, the Izgalach, Chetchen Shotsuki, Uvidikuni, Al Masere, the Parish of Tsar, the Posse by Yepet Lay, Boy, seeing Shom Chotiatia with you. You see how Rabbi had everything on the tips of his finger. Chotiatia, the Parish of Tsar.
Thank you. need to come.
Just one second. I have to find the person. Vayepetlebe. It's Vayikoches Posig Zayin. Vayifinov es hakotines. Vayadre is a bavnet. Vayalvish is a samil. Vayitinov es aifet. Vayadre is a bechinche for aifet. Vayepetleboy. So there it says, Chotzi Atheo B'Pshut. Again and again. Between the Gemara. Here, Chavir doesn't mention Rashi cases. He mentions the Gemara. Because here there is no way out. So, Vayepa Tloybe, Chotzi Atheo B'Pshut. Again and again. Very strange variants. I mean, it's quite. One by his Galach. Is in Tarsalia, and this is in Tzav, right? Ubi Kunim Parsha Tzav, because I have to wait till you show for a Kedushut. Ubi Roshal Meshay Bitesi, the Ksuba Zatayel, on the base, the Makel is Bocha Rekim Chosera. In other words, there is no Vod after the Lamed. Ubi Sfon Shalom Ksib Molek. וברשי, בחומש פרשת תחומו, ויזכור אשר הצווה, הוא גיסירו, because ויזכור אשר הצווה, ולפנינו כסיב אס, אין זכור אשר הצווה, not בי אין זכור אשר הצווה. Now, we have to find it. Posik Shmeis Chafei Posik Chobeis V'niadti L'choshon V'nibarti T'chom Al-Hafiris V'nishmi Akubi Asher Al-Arein Olinus Eis Ko Asher Atzaveis Onat Be'eis Eis Ko Asher Atzaveis. So, who says that Be'eis? Who says Be'eis? Rashi Chumash Parshat It's Rashi I'm the Ramcha. I'm a young Zohar. See, Rav Zeliya was a Buckingham. He knew every Rav Zeliya was a Zohar. Uv Melvash Rabbe, Shira Shirin, Posik, Erzul Olu Shuolim, Shuolim Tan, Omar Rabbe Rechye, so Shuolim is mentioned twice. So, Kadmoye Mole, Dinyone Chosik, there are two kinds of shorim. I want to live in Roshet, Shorim Tan Mechamus HaKonu. They are Shorim Tan Mechamus HaKonu, Burach Seirim, and they are Shorim Tan Mu'amayim. They live in Israel, but they are still Shkidim, I mean, Paschal Shiles. But they are Mu'amayim, more of the Godush. But still, they are Mechamus HaKonu anyway. So there are two kinds of shorim. So he says, one. So Meresh Rabbe says, the first Sholim is a Molech. The second Sholim is a Chosim. The second Sholim is a Chosim. So, Ubumasei Reineke, Elotavai Chosim. And now Masei Reineke, so both Sholim are Chosim. In other words, there is no Bo after the Shin. In the first Sholim there is no Bo. And in the second Sholim there is no Bob. Ubi Brochas, Dab Zayin, Ksibli Chalese, Ubi Sfon Shalom, Ksibli Balese, Ubi Psochim Dab Gimel, Vov Vitoya. Does anyone have any more Psochim yet? I forgot to mention that. Thank you. יאמר רבי שם הלוי, תקדימו מדלת, לילה מליץ יודם דבר ניבון אמיתי, שהיו כמה הכוסו שמינו איסיס, ולא יהיצי דבר ניבון אמיתי, שנאמר, מנבאים הוא התאו, מנבאים הוא השלמנו תאו. כך פה פעומר, תשע, איסיס, שנאמר, כי יהיה בכל איש, אשר יגיע תואר, מי קרא לה? לתואר כדברית מנח. אילו מילה מדברים ראש יצור. סובייבי לתואר הפלי מהר, לתואר כדברית מנח. כי יגיע בכל אסיסנציה, כי יגיע בכל איש תואר. סובייבי לתואר בי, אשר יגיע תואר. סו, how מי קרא לה? מי קרא לה? נלוק דרשת. Havel nichtak, ich stamm. Ich stamm. Ich stamm. Dich name, mach mi toye chosapo, iku, iku, teisha, shaish im esvegeish, bitome in yelosholish. Now, how many letters? You have to count them out. Now. Aleph, is one, Shin 2, Reish 3, Lamed 4, Aleph 5, Yud 6, Hey 7, Yud 8, Hey 9, Tes 10, Hey 11, let's forget it all, Reish 12, but, Tomei is 3. So, when you subtract 3 from 12, how many do you have left? 9. So, 9 extra letters. Then, Rabino Omar Eser, Bob Vitoya. Now, so what is Rabbi Akiva Yigal want from this? So he says, Ubi Psochim Davimotus, Bob Vitoya, Ubi Sporim Shalonu, Ksif Toya Chosabov. But I would like to understand one thing. How is it that this he put in parentheses? Why this in parentheses? All the other things he didn't put in parentheses, Rabbi Akiva Yigal. And this he put in parentheses. This is put in parentheses. Apparently, Rabbi Kveger put it in as a parenthetical statement, you know. In other words, he didn't consider that as such a strong kasha. But he mentioned it anyway. He does represent the kasha. In other words, it's possible to give it talents and that kasha. But this is also a big variance between the Masira of Chazal and our Masira. Why did he put it in parentheses? The answer is we have to understand the Gemara in Pesachim. Because Rabbeinu says Eser, Bob Vitoya. And what about Pape? Why didn't Pape count the Bob Vitoya? So Rashi was bothered by that Kashi. And Rashi says, Havo Nechat Ishtami, Vichinam Mashkes Vitoya Chosa Bob, even if you will ignore the bow of Torah, you will ignore the bow of Torah. So there is still an ikum of extra 9 words. The Rabbeinu says, no, there is an ikum of extra 10 letters, not words. It's not words, letters. 10 letters. So what's the machlekes between the Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu? What is the right Masele? Whether Toya is the mother or Toya is the Chosa, that's not the standard. So why did Rashi say, V'chiname Mashkos V'toya Chosea Vo Iki Ikum Teicha? The answer is this. There is no Kasha, there is no variance. Because here, it's a Chosa. As far as the Ksid is concerned, it's a Chosa. That's according to the Gemara too. Just as it is according to Almasir. But what is the tree? The Kri is just a sea above the Rik, not Toho, but Toheya, the Devon, the Chela, not Toho, but Toheya. So Mele, that's the Shaila. Do we consider the Kri as an additional letter, even though it is silent, or we don't consider it? That's what Hashem is. So Mele, there is no variance. That's why Rabbi Kveger put it in parentheses. Now, Uvin Dorim, Dachon Zayin, Hugat, Lom, that's in Rus. It's mentioned in Rus. It's in the beginning of Rus. This Abgeleia is a good review on the Valdkis de Akimus. Yes, it's paired base in Roots. Posit Yudal. Vayam Beyaz Vayimalo. Who gave who godly? Kola Shavo sees as Hamasia. Acha Mesisha. Ovindori. That on the end of the day is Abu Hugat Hugat. Trivially see. In other words, it's not even kosher. Ube tugat. Ube svarot alonu hu kriyuksi. Moshikos karamcha. Again, another way. Connection not with one letter, but with the whole word. Whole word. Ube posik. Now, here there is a tracing fellow of Kveya. It's not only a Dishem or Kecho, but it's only a Dishem or Kecho. It's only a Dishem or Kecho. Now, the first time when I saw it, I couldn't understand. Where is there such a pasuk? And then she went, but Al-Kuliya says it. So I explored many years ago. I explored, I mean, I went through the Al-Kis Be'akeli several times. Maybe there is a pasuk in the I couldn't find it, so then I realized why I have to work so hard and explore the Baltic Akedish. I should look up the Yerushalmi. I looked up the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't say any of this. Or Necha Lishanel Kaha. Ubi Posi. You won't find it in the Kedi Sukhi. It's the Dalai Sukhi. So if you look for the Kedi Sukhi 1,000 times, you won't find it. It's in the Dalai Sukhi. The Chosagut, strange thing. So the Yerushalmi mentions that so there is no yud after the sod before the chof sinkis. Ubi sporim shalomu umole yud. Umole yud. Now, the Yerushalmi and the Dalai Mishnah. It's not a sod. It's a Mecha Nishem Rekecho. That's in Israel, in Eschanon.
So what's Chosin?
So, the Yerushalmi says that the Yitzisicho is a Chosin. There is no Yud after the Sof in Yitzisicho. Actually, the Yerushalmi doesn't spell it out. But the Yerushalmi says, all the Mephoshim, the Komeda, the Pemesha, say it as Pshatman. The Yerushalmi says, that whenever the Israelites went into exile, so Shechinah also went. Shechinah also went. I'm not a joking leader, but there might be a kasha in this parents, this apparently. but that will be contrary to the Pshatim of later on in the nation. And when the Israelites were on Golas Mitzrayim, the Shekhinah was also in Golas. And when the Rebbein Shalom delivered the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage, he not only delivered the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage, but he delivered himself, Kaviyoch, out of Egyptian bondage. So the Shalom says, how do you know that? Because it says, Onechi Adishem Rekecho, Asher Otzisicho. So Komeiro, and the Kodesh explained it, because inasmuch as it says, Otzisicho, without Yud, some mele, so that means that Mitzrayim became a chosa of the revenge. Because as long as the Israelites were on Mitzrayim, the Shekhinah was also in Mitzrayim. But the moment the Israelites were delivered out of Egyptian bondage, so the revenge of the Shekhinah also left Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim became a chosa. This is, I don't understand the Yerushalmi, I don't know how to give you, I don't know what is going to do with the other, I mean, so, because what different do you think? In other words, what the Yerushalmi is saying, that the Pasuk, Kinonich Adishem Ulekecha Asher Otzisicho, is in effect saying, I am the Lord thy God, who delivered you and my that on the contrary, since there is it, you see, the Kormeidon definition explain it because there is no you. So since there is no you, so in other words, Asher Otzeischo implies that the Rebbein Shalom is saying that Ani Adishem Lekecho, who took you out and myself. If there is you, then it would mean who took you out, not myself. I don't know why. With the you, it would mean who took you out, and without you, it means who took myself also. Maybe just the reverse. I don't understand it this way. Maybe just the reverse, but I don't know. And what clown did it should be like it. But anyway, it's not your Shalom for it. It's not a Yerushalmi. Uv Medrash Vayiko Rabbe Parshitesh Vishom Derech Oma Rav Yanai Vishom Ksid Vudeshi Uvishom Sharon Uksid Vishi. I don't know why Rav Kneigel, when he mentions his Samech, he calls it Sin. Not Samech, but he calls it Sin. ומפיר שרשת בחומש פרשת ספטלת הפלאקשים חוסקסים ובכל הספור מנשמור ודץ רשת דרגנו גמור דרגנו מדרש ובמדרש פרשת קאבה פרשת הילאים לשרוך לשם הניסרס כסי without the ball after the moon. ובכל הספורים שלא נוקסים המנגעס, ומולה, ומדיבור. ובערך הנדף המבייס, ביטייסס, אשר, אשר כוסים, דעסי ואיקרו, הופאיו, אשר לא יחיימו, והם כוסו, דעסי ואשר לא יחיימו, ואתרי לא יחיימו, who says that, הוריספון שלנו חצי לוי ביעלב ויקרי לוי כמו שקוסק דיסיון תפשוט. I mean, because we don't know how to distinguish between the differentiation of loy ben alef and loy devot, but those are the Timonim, they know how to articulate loy devot as distinguished from the articulation of loy ben alef. All right, for that according to taste. Anyway, this is the whole thing. And you can be sure that this is an exhaustive list. Because if there have been any other variances, Chavit Leah wouldn't mention. That means there are no other variances. But among the variances, or some of the variances are variances in respect to the being so. Some of the variances are variances in respect to commission to fail. Now, the variances in respect to the Yitzhak do not involve any halachic shayla. But the variances in respect to the Torah involve very important halachas. The question is whether anyone can be Yitzhak the Yitzhak of Shidas of the Yitzhak. Let's say, the Senators have been in accordance with the Masera of our Masera. So Karnes in Kisvo of Yochi is a Hosea, but it appears that according to the Lord and Sanhedrin, it's a new Molech. So Senators Shposko is a Hatsuo. So then, no one is becoming the mitzvah of Shiva Shaker. Now, this is Shaker. All right, so you can say it's Shaker. Most Jews are not becoming Mrs. Shaker anyway. So why do we have to be so concerned? What's about film for this? I mean, what's about film? It's real. Or you could be Yahoo and it's in film. Or you could be Yahoo. It's terrible. So maybe no Jews behind the mitzvah of Tefillah. So what's going on? Now, how are they, all the parshas of Tefillah written? So to Tefillah. So now, all the parshas of film, so the Tzotis is written with the Vav after the first S. Now, according to Rashi, now again, so according to Rav Nathan's Pshat, there is no problem. But according to Rashi, there is a Shaila as to whether any Jew today is Yitzhak Mitzvah Tefillah. Terrible thing. Now, there is a Tshuva in the Shasar. The Shasar, I don't remember which human. So, the Shasar discusses the Rosh Shite. The Rosh says that now, Bisman Hazeh, that we write Torah Shemapeh and we learn from the Lord. So the mitzvah of Kispul Hamiz Hashir Hazeh applies to Shas and Chain and Rusman. So there is a machleke between the Bes Yosef and the Prish. What's the pshat in the Rosh? The Bes Yosef says, has to show him that the Rosh should mean that today we are not behind righteousness. What that means is that today, that as long as Dorosh Baal Peh was not allowed to be written, so then the mitzvah, which is for Chamisa Shirazeh, is the lingo as Bnei Yisrael, Simon Yisrael, applied only to Simchat Torah, not to Dorosh Baal Peh. Today, that we are allowed to write Dorosh Baal Peh, and we won't learn to Chatzal, not like in the Zman of Tanoi, when they learn Baal Peh, Vom Shebaal Peh after Asher Lemon Tzav. So the mitzvah of the Kisbuch and Zashir Azeiz applies not only to Sefer Torah, but to Shas, to Sifrei Torah Shebaal Peh. That's also included in the mitzvah of Isaac. Not that, that the mitzvah applies only to the buying of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what the mitzvah says. But the Kisha says, the Rosh doesn't say it. The Rosh doesn't say it. The Rosh says that they machaname, that today, because inasmuch as the whole purpose of Kisra's Asher Aziz is the lingo, so it was only Shayach in this man of Amoim, the Halal. Before it was put into Maya, when it was also to learn about it. And so then, all the Jews, they learned from the Sefer Torah. From the Sefer Torah. They were not even allowed to learn from the Chumash, not the whole Sefer Torah. Again, because of Vong Shedechsavi at the Rashi Lim Al Peh, in case we do it, maybe from the Chumash, if it was written on the law, they were allowed. But not if it's written on paper. So Mele, it applied to Ksiva Sefer Torah, because that was the only source of learning. Mashenki today, so the mitzvah of Ksiva Hashir Aziz does not include Ksiva Sefer Torah. These are the phrases. Of course, it's very strange to say that today there is not. So then the question arises, how is it that very few Jews are kind of and all right, today we couldn't test such classes. And that's because there are many Jews who are resolving other mitzvahs also. But hundreds of years ago, still the Inyan of Sinas Pator was neglected. How many Jews, let's say, 200 years ago, voted for Pator? How many? How many? And even the Rabbanim even didn't soil the mitzvahs. You see that Rabbanim agreed to become Rabbanim with a starvation salary. If they had felt that they are including the highest rights of the Torah, then they would have demanded a substantial salary, because without a substantial salary, how could one fight this of the Torah? So they all discussed that. So according to the cliché, because today there is no need for the rights of the Torah. But according to the Shiose, so there is a mitzvah. So why do we neglect it? So the Shabbosari discusses it. And the Shabbosari says the reason is we are results of inviting some intelligence because of what purpose we need to write in ourselves. The Shabbosari says, it's a strange Shabbosari. He says, but the Gemara says, an inu pkin chasias mitzvahs. That anoy, no pkin chasias. Anan, the amoy, no pkin chasias mitzvahs. If the amoy were not pkin chasias mitzvahs. Man, lenen nabaschei, so what could we say? So we certainly are not pkin chasias mitzvahs. So even if we write it right there, how do we know that we are in kind of mitzvahs? Some melee, that's why we are mainly here and we don't participate. Because even with King Yerzeles, he says, but in the Masera, in the Yerzeles, in the Yerzeles of the Parshas, that we are King. But the question arises, what's about the prophets? So there is a a conflict between Chazal and our Messiah? So we can say, even though I don't think that the Sheikh Sa'ali mentioned it, that the Sheikh Sa'ali assumes like coming from Sushat into Thomas. So then, according to Ramadan Sushat, there is no conflict, there is no variance between our Messiah and the Messiah of Chazal. There is, but according to my there is a variance. So the Chinese, how will you kind of film? How will you kind of film? Or perhaps not? So the Chinese is, now according to Rashi, our coming to the throne. So the Shiloh is, whenever there is a conflict between our Messiah and Chazal, what do we have to follow? Do we have to follow our Messiah or Chazal? Now, there is, that's how we have mentioned, because that does not involve the variance between Chazal and our Messiah, but the variance between two Messiahs. There is, in regard to the Torah Daka, there is a variance between the Maseirah of Ashkenazim and the Maseirah of the Sfar. In the Maseirah of the Ashkenazim is the Torah Daka, so Daka is written in out. The Maseirah of the Sfar means the Daka is written. With the Hay, Daka is written with the Hay. With the Hay. Now, I mean, all the sectors that I looked at in the course of all the years, all had it today. I don't know. We all, and I looked at the materials that I used by Ashkenazim, where do I mean in his father? I never looked at the sector that is used in his Sephardic shul. I don't mean Sephardic Hasid. That's not Sephardic. That's Ashkenazim, who dab Nusach Sephardic. It's not me. But I mean real spark. So all the sefatoras that I looked at in Kutzuradako, so I used by Ashkenazi, and in all the sefatoras that I looked at, Dako is with a I did not see it. A sefatora with Dako is with an R. I mean that the variance between the Maseir of Ashkenazi and Maseir of Sfar, apparently, that in the later years, even Ashkenazi adapted the Nusach of the Maseir of Sfar. Because I didn't see it in Sefator where Dako is written in our only with the head. There's a lot, that's not a question. But that can be ever mentioned. Because that's an inyan achera. That is not a variance. Now, what about Allah? No these variances. How do we have to write this before? Like how can I say it or like how? So, there is a Ramoh. No. No, that's really it. I have 3 more minutes. Just to find it tricky takes so much time. But the Ramoh who seemed to forgive him who has clear sector says the hot mitzin achaya darke shinuncho toyez gom. Suppose you meet that happens very often and you find it so in sector. So the hot mitzin achaya darke shinuncho toyez gom. Abo. מדויקים כל כך שמימה שאחר יש הרושם יש הרושם. So what is Ramos saying? That when do we have to take out the matters of the Torah? If we can be first of all, only if the soul consists of the Torah is common. I won't say Chavez in Ben Kaburi. Then I got an Aliyah lady for spousing many years ago. Yaakov Kamenetsky was also a Kempaguni veterans. I got and the Balkria was reading fast. And then I see that not one word left. A few words were missing. Few words. So I stopped with, oh, but he keeps on running. So then, Rav Tuchan and Garalik, he was also there, the grach was sleeping on. Anyway, so he stopped. And then, everybody noticed that almost the whole posse was missing. And they read in the territory year after year, I mean. So, of course, so in the territory is gone. Not only when the whole word is missing, but I mean, even one letter is missing, or he doesn't have the proper tzurah from it. So then we have to think, how does it at all? Now it's at all. But suppose the soul is existence, where according to our Masechet, it has to be a chosar. And that's at all, it was written more, or vice versa. Then we don't think out. Why? That's how the Ramah passes. Why? Because Ananim keep the Biyako and we all point out. Mogapo. Because Ananim keep the Chiras, we say that in the Morises. The Amoroi would keep. Oh, it's coming to Hamoui. So what, of what available would be taken out of the hotel, maybe that is the Torah is also possible. Maybe that is the Torah is also possible. That tends to lead you to like the Shabbos Ha'ari. That tends to lead you to the Shabbos Ha'ari. Now, if you look in the Mishneh Berurah, so you will see, I mean, you don't have to look in Mishneh Berurah, but instead of looking into all the other Pesukim, so if you look at Mishneh Berurah, so he mentioned it. But they all say that actually they are three sheets. There is the sheet of the Ogu, which is such a strange sheet. I don't think that anything could be more strange than the sheet of the Ogu. The sheet of the Ogu is that even if we find a tree is gone, not the chairs is. We don't take out the very strange. Because an angle of kingdom says, we say, it's a male. Even toys is gone. It's not right, it's not right. Let's say, what do you mean, toys is gone? I suppose that what happened to me in Kempagude, so though the major is because of that, because words are missing. But, according to Ogo, let's say, if it's written Keset, and Kesef, and it should be written Keves, inasmuch as it means the same thing, so maybe we don't have to think out about it. Very strange. Then the Bes Yosef says, that his chayim can go. And the Ogo mentions that in the name of the Rosh, so he says, not only the Rosh doesn't say that, but the Rosh says the reverse. But the Rosh says that we have to take out another Zatar, even if the mistake, the true consistency of the sense. That's the Meshach. So the Shita of the Ogu is that we never take out another Zatar. As long as the soul does not change the meaning of the word, if it changes the meaning of the word, of course we have to take out. So if it He doesn't change the meaning of the word. So then we don't, it's very strange. Now, then the sheet of the Vesios appears in the Yidkast, that Laloch, not in the Mechaber, but in the Vesios, that even the Psu consists of air pieces. So we have to cover ourselves. And the Ramo makes it sure. If the Psul consists of Seraphim's hairs, we don't have to take out an Azikar. But if the Psul consists in a Toyer Gomor, so then we have to take out an Azikar. So they say that the variance is an interesting remark that the Kedusha Aram Sanhedrin says, and the Chumash Rashbam Rambam says. He says the various variances between Aram Aseir and Chazal in regard to Chaleis, the Tokens, and all these variances are due to the fact that the Shite of Aram Ben Moshe prevailed. The false was accepted. The Masere of Ariosha, there was a big machlekes that was in the time of the early gaming between Aaron ben Moshe and Aaron ben Naphtali. I mean, they are not called Reb, not Rabban, but they were become the Chacham, and they were called Aaron ben Moshe. Aaron ben Moshe lived in Bobel, and Aaron ben Naphtali lived in Eretz Yisrael. And they had the big machlekes in regard to the Chesiris and the Chesiris and the Chosef and the Chesiris. They had different Masiris. They had different Masiris. I mean, there could be a variant between the Masir of Ashkenaz and Tzfar, you know, in regard to the Chesiris. So they had a Machlekes. And Aaron ben Moshe prevailed, because all the Chesiris accepted the Masir of Aaron ben Moshe. So he says that the variance is only between what Chazal say and what Aaron ben Moshe's Masiris says. But there is no variance between what Chazal say and Aaron ben Naphtali. Apparently, the Chiddush HaRan knew that according to the Masir of Aaron ben Naphtali, so Kame is said to be Molech. So, very strange. There is very little known about what points were an issue in the machlokes between Aaron ben Moshe and Aaron ben Naphtali. So that's what we're now there. The Ramil in Dushi, I wanted to discuss it at the time. The Ramil in Dushi mentions that there is a variance between, in certain instances, between Chazal and Aaron ben Naphtali. So what should we do? How should we write this to us? So, the Ramil says, it all depends. If, let's say, there is a variance, let's say, between our Messiah and what Chazal say, but the Gemara doesn't base any halacha upon their Messiah. Let's say, Pelash. So, according to the Medrash, I don't know it at the Medrash, but Rabbi Kleira says that it's a Medrash. Actually, it's Rashi. I mean, Rabbi Kleira also says it's Rashi, but the Rabbi merely mentions it's a Medrash. Rabbi Kleira doesn't mention it's a Medrash. So you have to look it up, whether the Medrash says it. The Pelakshim by Yishmuel, there at the end of Chayisov, it says, at the end of Chayisov, Pelakshim is a Chosar. Rashi says Pelakshim. That's what Rabbi Kleira mentions. But the Rabbi merely mentions that the Medrash says it's a chosar, and now Masere it's a molech. So there, Rabbi merely says, since Chazal do not base any aloche upon that, whether it's a chosar or a molech, so maybe we have to follow on this. Not for the Medrash. Mashenkin, we got to comment. So the Gemara mentions the aloha that is based upon the chosar of the Gemara. So, Mele, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, So the kamis, either the kamis of Yossi or the kamis of Kisver Yochi, I mean, it all depends. So he's a mole, he's a mole, so we have to write it more. That's what the kamis is. Now we do it by tomorrow. We invite all the kamis, all the three kamis who invite us. Because the shite of the Jewish Rashi brought is La Ramban is that we have to follow our Messiah in many ways. And Hashai said it, not like the Aramir, not like the Aramir. Well, I wanted to discuss that. Why is there a difference whether he's based or he's not based? There was a machlit between the Aramir and the Jewish Rashi. What do you mean?
The Drash of Chazal.
What?
The Drash of Chazal. We should have to follow it, but it's just
a
measure.
But you see, we don't do it. We don't write counties in St. Thomas. In Malay, we write Chosar, no, the three counties.
What Columbus
said in Kawat?
What Columbus said in Kawat? What Columbus said in
Kawat?
What about our school according to Rashi?
Yeah.
What about art spilling according to Rashi?
Also, whether it's Ashkenazi Jews or Spartan Jews, so that one is written with the. That's my impression, because I didn't see it in Singapore, where that was the book. I didn't see it yet. I didn't see it yet. But it's mentioned by the apostle that Ashkenazi's Nasir is an Arab. So, and apparently, hundreds of years ago, Ashkenazim used to write that with an eye, and his father used to write with an A. And that was the Allah, Shalabich Priyagetz was the Nechadimah. They had one Masera and they had another Masera. Even though, on the basis, if you want to count up the Zahiris in total, so you wouldn't find Mechzer and Mechzer. But yeah, because each group of Jews can follow its own Messiah. But what the Jewish Rashba says, if let's say we could find out that let's say that Rob Sivateras, so that the Dako is written with the hay. And we could find the Medrash from Chazal that would indicate that according to Chazal, that was with the hay, then we would have to be sacking the mute to conform to the body. That's what I was saying. We'll look it up in Shabbat. I can discuss it.
So, if it's the case that that the Raman had the Sefer Torah of Aaron ben Asher, why didn't the Rosh agree with him by Shlumas and Psuchas?
Why
didn't the Rosh agree with him by Shlumas and Psuchas? Then we had a Machlokas though, what's the problem?
Raman had
a
Machlokas with the Rosh?
Yeah, that's right, so why didn't the Rosh agree with the Rambam?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I mean, that's my impression. I really don't know. Maybe the Amnesty of Tellers or Dako is written in our dynamism. Did you ever see it that?
No.
In every story, I always tried to look at the Torah of how Dako is written. I always saw in the head.
Maybe in the Sfaris of Tosin, but now.
Yoredeya, Shir Vav and Menos Kusim by the Rosh Hashiva, Chafei Tammuz, Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, July 14, 1985, on Sunday.
it's yourself. Mentions in the name of the Lord that he who read the Torah and will find it so, we don't take out the house of the Torah. Why? Because another king declares themselves. Another king declares themselves. And it's much more from the Shoshet that God to the Lord. Even if the choice is not expressed in itself, the real choice, the true consists in a real choice, as long as it doesn't make any difference in the meaning of the word, so then don't take out the rest of God. Because in view of the fact that an army can express in his areas, so maybe there is a possibility, maybe it is kosher. But if it makes a mistake in the meaning of the word, then it couldn't have been subject, maybe it is kosher. So it's certainly possible. Genealogy, it makes a difference in the meaning of the word.
But really, the Shiva,
why yet?
Can't say the canvas.
What?
That's not just there, it's there, and it also doesn't make a difference in the meaning of the word.
So that. Yeah, it's another word altogether. It's another word altogether. I said there is a difference in meaning of words from the same word. But one Josh is Zoha, one Josh is Jabor, I mean, one is Zoha, one is Zosi. But if it's another word altogether, then certainly there is no subject, it's a choice. So, but as long as there is a possibility that there is no soul, because Uyan Agoki, so the shita of the Ogor is we don't take out the Nazar of the Torah. That's the shita. And then the Rosh Yosef himself says that even though the Ogor mentions the Rosh, but the Rosh says the exact opposite, the Rosh. And according to the Rosh, so we have to take out Nazar of the Torah even when the mistake is in Chzeres Mitzvah. How about the number of king of Zerubbabel? That's a cash. That's a cash. About the more of the number of king of Zerubbabel. But this is the shita of the show. But then the Ramor makes a shot. The Ramor said it's not.
Where is the
Ramor from? Ramor is the same cooking in I didn't know it was here. Here he's here, and I knew that he's here. Mm-hmm. Simen Kukim Gimel, Yagoy Ramor, and Sid Dalet, Ramor says, we hold him seen Achaya, that Kesh and Mitzvah Toy is gone. And when you should say this in the Seyres, Eim Hitz Yachem, Shein Sifrei Hakiro Shalom Yiyosim Bokach, Shein Ima Jaraka Yiyin Sakosh, Ogo Upiskei Ma'ayosim Pei, the piece of the work. So we all point out, I mean, we should really also mention it. Always getting pointed out, even though he mentions Ogo parentheses, but he doesn't ask like it. Because the Ogo Shiki is, even the mistake, the Psul is not exercised. He is not exercised. So, as long as he doesn't make a difference in the meaning of the word, and it's the same word, so then we don't take out the Nazar of the Torah. Because we're not quitting, so maybe we're not walking in that either. But Ramor passes not that only the mistake is Chzeres Mitzvah. So Chassidus be safe as we are not keen. But with letters that are not the question of Chassidus be safe as. So then we are keen. In that we are keen. So the appreciates. The sheet of the oboe is, we don't get out of us at all. For anything, unless it's a toyes gobo, that it's mishane the kriyas atim, kin kebes, kesed, but if it's not mishane the kriyas atim, then we don't get out, honestly. Because in the shite of the Bishyosephis, and from Bishyosephis, the Bishyosephis says that there's the shite of all the shame. In other words, with the all the shite in Bishyosephis, that we take out an al-sepator, even if the shame is the same as the same. And there are more makes it sure. Now, of course, the universal practice is, if like Bishyosephis, not like Ramon, even the Pshim says to the sailors, so then we take out the Nazareth. Now the question is, but doesn't the Gemara say, Anam, in Pshim the sailors to the sailors, Anam, will Pshim the sailors to the sailors? Why would this Joseph say that even the toys, the psalms and the seers, we have to decouple them? Now the Shekasari apparently did pass the way around. Because the Shekasari wanted the reason as to why, because the Shekasari says that the reason as to why we are not marketing in Silas of the Torah. Who invites the Torah? So he says, because it's without the veil, even if we invite the Torah, since we are not king, that's the rest of the series. So we know, so it's very likely that we want to become the Mitzvah anyway. So maybe we don't try the Torah. Now, so the question is, why do you not think? Jesus also says, I'm the king of Israel, he says. So Shemesali says, in the Masele of the parishes of Tzvim and Yisudas, we are king. But in the Masele of the whole Tzvator, we are king. But in these parishes, the four parishes of Tzvim, we are king. Now, the question is, how does the Shemesali say that we are king in the parishes of Tzvim, but after all, in the tiny variance in regard to the topics between the Alma Sere and the topics with the God, without the God, or and the Masere of Chazal? So we have to say that Shemesali would probably explain the Gemara. Titokis, in other words, I mean that the Gemara in Shabbos is a heavenly Father. Why come with that? Because the Gemara says, Gemara says, in regard to the machlekes of the Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, there is no machlekes in the Din, only Mashmuel and Dersha. Both agree that Tzvim has to have four bottom. So, but how do we learn how the aspect four bar? So Bhaktanga is in topics, is in topics, is in topics, and we can now have a little bit more. Now, in itself, that we can understand, that's the Afghanistan. So, Rashi says, in Parsha Shema, in Parsha Shema, in Parsha Shema, see what we talk about is Hosabot. About Parsha Shema, see what we talk about is Smole. Have they come down got in the finish of Rosh? Our last email charge. So, on the margin is mentioned, Daugur von Ihnen, die Parche wollte Kriyacho und Röden Schelea und in die Topes sind. Und wollte Kriyacho ist auch so immer. What do we say? It's immoral only in the sense that there is a Bobek to a test, but it's not immoral in the sense that there is a Bobek to a pay. So why was Asher saying that Röden Schelea is immoral? There too, in our Masea, in our Sabatoris, there is no Bob after the pay, there is only Bob after the test. So that's also considered moral. Either because, whatever reason, it's mainly because of dealing, redemption, receiving, whatever reason, but that's also considered moral. So that means that according to Rashi, there is a variance between what the Torah says and we say. And we say, in Parsha Shema, Parsha Yaakov, see, when it interprets, Choseh Bo, have the Parsha of the Shemiyak, see, when it interprets, Smole, have they come down the party, with him so much, have the Shemiyak, in the Elachs, in the Elachs. So, Rashi says, that in Parsha Goyim Kiyacho, Titophis is Hosea. And in Parsha Goyim Shemeya, it is immoral. And what in what sense is it immoral? In other words, there is a verb after the text, because there is no verb after the pay. So that chose a variance. They chose variance. So the question is, so then was Ashi insane in his judgment? The top of the Shire, in the arrangement of the Parshas, there's another Shire that against Rashi. Now, since Rashi says that Ritim Kiliyahu Topis is Hosea, and now Spatov. So if he talks, he has a perfect test. So how was Rashi? So if you look up the other Amman Sanhedrin, you'll see something very strange. You'll see.